Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams. Can
you? We have been in Crystal River, Florida, for the last few days, and there is so much to see and do. And if you're an outdoorsy person, that complicates it even more in terms of having enough time to do everything. So if you're planning a trip to the western part of Florida, or if you're not, you ought to be. So let's start thinking about it that way. You need to leave yourself enough time. There is so much we are not going to get to see and do in the 4 days and three nights we allotted to be here. That sounds like a lot of time, but it really isn't. So we've had the kinds of experiences, not only you never forget, you never want to forget. Because there are plenty of experiences that you have you just want to forget. These are the kind of experiences you want to hold on to forever, and especially for a day that's making you miserable. And I'll give you a great example of that. I was appointed into an MRI experience a couple of weeks ago. That was interesting. Noisy as sucker. My goodness, if you've ever had an MRI, what a noisy experience that is. I understand that most people are given sound reduction headsets, earphones. No, I got these two little foamy plugs like they give you in an airplane, did nothing for me, and I have super excellent hearing, so it was not good. You know how I got through it? I was replaying in my mind visits to places I like a lot. And I started off in Ireland pub hopping and singing myself in my head, not out loud, too noisy to sing. But in my head, I was singing Irish pub songs. And I remember myself lying there with my eyes closed so I didn't have to keep remembering I'm in a tube. Smiling from ear to ear from just the memories of that. Well, were I to go through that experience again, I'd be thinking about my experience here at Plantation on Crystal River in Crystal River, Florida, and the up-close and personal experiences I have had here with the manatees, which is amazing. And I have to tell you, when you have a memory bank of fabulous things to remember, amazing what it'll get you through with a smile, even a stinking MRI. So, happily, everything comes out negative, so that's a good thing. But we're here in Florida, and regrettably, we are going to be leaving this region tomorrow, and that's going to be the toughest thing that I've had to do. I think the most difficult thing about being at the plantation on Crystal River is leaving it. And we're going to have an opportunity to chat with the general manager of Plantation on Crystal River right after this.
This weather report is brought to you by the Curacao Tourism Board. The long-range weather forecast for the north coast-to-coast calls for snow, sleet, icy rain, slippery roads, and a wind chill factor well below freezing. The long-range forecast for Curacao calls for warm and sunny today, warm and sunny tomorrow, next month, and the months that follow, with highs around 86 degrees and lows around 76. Isn't it time to plan your breakaway in Curacao now? Learn more at Curacao.com. That's Curacao.com.
I am delighted to be in a boardroom. It's kind of like the kind of room you could have a business meeting in, you could have a cocktail party in, you could have a birthday party in. If you were looking for a quiet, comfortable, intimate, lovely space with a beautiful bay window and a fireplace and a big long bar and enough space to, well, you probably could easily seat somewhere around 20 to 30 people in a sit-down something in this room. If you got rid of the big round tables, you probably could put 40 people in here loving up each other while somebody was passing around hors d'oeuvres or had them on this hugely long counter that I bet is used more than once as a buffet. And a beautiful bar area, and wow, perfect. And perfect for our purpose of sitting down and having a chat with Michael Mankey, who is the GM. Thanks for making time for us.
Happy to have you.
Oh, you have no idea. It's only because of you that we're here.
Well, thank you.
Well, you know, how long ago was it I had you on radio by telephone the first time? Gotta be
3 years.
Yeah, it's gotta be something.
Maybe
like that.
Four years.
I was gonna say a good 3 years. And then when there was that hurricane that blew through Florida last year,
Irma.
Ah, yes. It's now something like I'm gonna say 16 months ago, something like that. I was so disgusted with some of the national reporting on Florida that would lead a traveler to believe, well, you can't go to Florida for the next 10 years. It's blown off to Cuba or something. It just separated itself and it's gone flat. So I contacted three hoteliers in three different places, three different regions. One was in South Beach. One was you here, 90 miles, what, northwest of Orlando, would you say?
About that, yep.
Yeah. And about an hour's drive from Tampa, north of Tampa. And I don't remember who the third one was. I'll have to think about that. But I contacted three hoteliers in three different places of Florida and said, what shape are you in? Do you remember what you said to me then?
I do not.
We lost some shrubbery, but
Other
than that, it's a minimal story here.
Right.
You would have not known that watching TV.
Absolutely. They play it up like the whole state's been destroyed. And we were prepared. We were cautious. We were very sympathetic for those that got hit worse than we did, but very blessed that we didn't get hit any worse than we did, and we were running full steam.
And a lot of places were, but you didn't hear that.
Right.
And so, you know, I try to tell the real story in travel that you often don't get on through media. And the Betsy in South Beach, Miami Beach, that was the other one of the three that I contacted. Wish I could remember what the third one was. But anyway, they lost, a couple shingles on the roof or something, and within 3 days they were ready to reopen, but they couldn't because their staff took off for higher ground, parts unknown, and they had to get them all to come back to Florida.
Right.
So it took a week almost before he could reopen, but they were ready to reopen in 3 days, and everything was in order, and you wouldn't have known that. So that was the first time we talked. It was like 2 years before that. And then when the hurricane happened, I said, well, let me check in with some people, see how they're doing. And it was because of the way you described not only the plantation on Crystal River as a resort and what it offers the traveler, but what's here that I said, the next time I have reason to be in Florida, I've got to make my way over to visit with these folks. And you know from my itinerary, I could have been in places that were for travel purposes a whole lot closer and a whole lot more efficient.
Correct.
But I really wanted to beat a path here because, and it's because of you. I mean, with the things you had to say really motivated me to do that. And because of that, And now the experiences I've had that, you know, I really want to share with my listeners, maybe who need a reminder, who've heard you on before, and those maybe who never heard you on that need to know, what's the deal here? How long have you been the GM here?
Well, I've been here almost 8 years. When I got here, I was the director of sales and marketing and assistant general manager. And then about 3 years ago, I guess our general manager went back up to the Great White North up in Martha's Vineyard, where we had another sister property. And so I got to take over the reins full time at that
point. That's not all that far from where we are. I mean, it's the other end of the Commonwealth, but...
Yep. So, yeah, I've been doing that for, like I say, almost 8 years now. I think about it in that respect. And it's just, it's unique. You've now experienced it, and you see the word. You were telling me the other day, it's like, even though as good as my words might have been, I missed all the great other things, the little things and stuff.
Well, that happens all the time.
About.
There's only, you know, it's funny because there's only so much you can convey online in a photo, in a brochure, or speaking about something. I mean, there's only so far you can take it. The only way to really know a place is to go there and experience it. If you
Absolutely.
Don't go and experience it, you can't think you know what it's about.
Right.
Because you just don't. And too often, when I have somebody on the air who clearly has said enough to get me excited about the place to say, I got to go see this place. When I get there, there is a wow factor that wasn't transmitted. But clearly they did enough to get to motivate me to
right.
put it into my schedule, so they didn't do a bad job. It's just, I don't think it's possible to convey what a place is without getting people. I think it's like trying to sell a car without getting people behind the wheel.
Right.
You know? They're trying
kick the tires,
that now.
You got to steer it out. You
got they got that now. Go online, buy a car, they'll deliver it from a vending machine. Have you seen that ad?
Yes.
I don't get that. I mean, get behind the wheel, people. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come right back talking with Michael Mankey, because I want you to know what makes Plantation on Crystal River tick and why you want to be here in this location. Don't leave me.
Serenade and Saraband, the nights.
Ah, Curacao. The Dutch island with Caribbean and South American flavors blended to tantalize taste buds of foodies, connoisseurs of fine liqueurs, seekers of secluded sandy beach coves for lovers, and lovers of water sports, history buffs seeking European immersion in world history and its UNESCO Heritage City. Shopping for the most sophisticated brand seekers and unique creative handcrafts of Curacao's artists and artisans. With challenging Lynx golf courses, including one voted 2018's best golf course in the Caribbean by USA Today, and an island with world-class sightseeing experience in abundance. Sun and sand? Lots of it. Year-round, wrapped in warm breezes. Curacao has everything you want on your next holiday. Visit Curacao.com and visit Curacao. A warm welcome awaits you. That's Curacao.com.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit Serendipity3.com for menus and details.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-915-8941.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
Be sure to keep your left arm straight, keep your right elbow in, let your knees bend at the waist, and keep...
Time for more Travel Talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Most of all, relax. I'm delighted to be in Crystal River, Florida. It is in Citrus County. We've done quite a number of interviews this weekend, and if you go to sabrams.com and look in the show notes, you'll find links where you can listen to the archived audio, which stays forever, and you can download the podcasts for 52 weeks. When the podcasts go away, you can still hear it. You just can't download it anymore. And you'll find stories and photos and all kinds of good stuff at sabrams.com. That's S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com. Travelers411.com. And links to plantationoncrystalriver.com. So if you're driving, please don't try to jot it down, because I don't want you driving off the road and I would feel terrible. So it's all there. Don't worry about it. Michael, where did you live before you came to Crystal River?
Well, that's a good question. The initial last place, I've been traveling around a lot, but I was down, it's just south in the Bradenton area, Parrish, part of Manatee County. Ironically, I left the Manatee County for the Citrus County where the manatees are.
And had you traveled into Citrus County much when you were in Manatee?
Well, actually, I've known of this place. I actually brought my bride here before she was my bride, and we've been married over 24 years now.
So go you.
I've known...
Aren't many of you dinosaurs around?
No, I've known this place for quite a while. When I travel, I used to do a lot of sales and marketing in the hotel business, and two or three times a year, you hit the streets in Florida and go to all the AAA offices and retail offices and tour operators, and when I had a place to spend the night, I always found a place that wasn't in the middle of everything, because I just liked that. And so we came up here, and I discovered the Plantation. I think it was called the Plantation Inn then, and fell in love with it, and never knew 20-something years later I'd be working here.
Oh, isn't that funny? So at some point, you decided you're done in Manatee County and connected with the folks here.
Yes.
So how long had it been between the point where there was an opportunity for you here and the last time you were actually here?
Well, ironically, My mom and brother were living up in Tennessee. My wife and I were down in Bradenton.
Where in Tennessee?
East Tennessee, Sevierville, Dandridge, Knoxville, outside of Knoxville, towards Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg.
What a fun area of the world.
Dolly's World.
Area. It's more, you know, Dollywood and all that, and then now the Dream Resort. We were there when it was just opening.
Right.
Dream Resort that's owned by Dolly Parton and Dolly Parton Enterprises, I guess. That's not the only game in town, but that always comes up first. I mean, that place, Sevierville and Pigeon Forge, knocked me out.
Yep.
What a busy wild. It's like a miniature Las Vegas without casinos.
Right.
It's incredible.
Yep. So
and more fun than Branson, by the way.
Is it? I've never been to Branson.
Go to Sevierville and Pigeon Forge. That's my recommendation.
Yeah, my brother's actually a merchant marine, and he had to go to Jacksonville for some reports and meetings, and like, let's meet somewhere, but let's not meet at your house. And I'm just like, hey, the Plantation. That was, I think, in June or July, and then the next year, I'm here. So
you had been here like a year before the professional opportunity emerged.
As a tourist. Meeting up with the mom and the...
Wow.
Yeah, it's because it's nice...
What a recommendation that, you know, you chose it for your own personal leisure pleasure.
Yep. Well, and I've been to the area, not to digress too much, but this area was used to be known a lot for scuba diving and the checkout dives. People would come, and when I was in Tennessee at the YMCA in West Knoxville... We got finished with our class, and it was time to get our checkout dives done. And the first stop was right here at Crystal River at the springs that I showed you when we were out in the boat the other day. And I went down and did 65 feet ditch and don. For your divers, you'll know what that means. When you take off everything, you have to put it back on underwater so they can see that you're capable. And they did it right here in Crystal River.
Wow. That's interesting. You know, for those of you who are thinking about hopping in the car and taking a road trip, which I'm actually thinking about doing because... Erin Go Wolf, our rescue dog, English Springer Spaniel, who was a month shy of 4 years old when we got her this summer. She was four in August. She's a little goofy, having been through, I'm convinced she has post-traumatic stress disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a low startle reflex. Sweet, lovable, wouldn't hurt a fly, and gorgeous. I mean, textbook. Win a prize at the dog show. Gorgeous, wonderful dog. But I'm afraid to leave her for any real length of time because I think she'll have a psychotic breakdown thinking she was just abandoned by her new family. So I'm thinking that we're going to hop in the car and just take off with Erin Go Wolf and do a kind of pet-friendly trail of travel and whatnot. But for any of you that are thinking either about taking a road trip or... I don't know for how long you're going to go away. If you can meander your way, if you're in Tennessee, it is such an easy run from Tennessee to Florida. We did it a couple of years ago. We went from Sarasota to Nashville, and we don't like to drive more than 3-4 hours in a day. 3.5-4 the most. Drive 2 hours, stop for lunch, brunch, something, stretch your legs, get back in the car, drive another 2 hours. Stop for the night because I'm past the point I want to drive 8 hours in a day. And it basically was close to a 10-hour drive, I want to say, from Sarasota to Nashville. So we drove Sarasota, Macon, Georgia, overnighted there, and then Macon to Nashville the next day. And it was just the loveliest, loveliest trip. So if you're thinking about being in Tennessee, which is a fabulous state... Once you're there, if you're headed west, make a left. And if you're headed east, make a right. And, you know, if you want to do one overnight and take it easy or just drive straight through and you'll be there in one, you know, the next day and you'll be here. Because this is farther north than Sarasota.
Correct. Almost an hour and 45 minutes north of Sarasota.
Yeah, so you shave off a lot of that trip.
Yep.
That's a nice combination. Think of doing that, people. Be creative. Stop going back to the same place you always went when you were a kid. It's time to go and explore other places. So when you realize there was an opportunity here, Did you come out and interview for it, or did you take the job because you knew the place and you thought, oh, what a wonderful place, I'd love to work there?
You always have to interview. And actually, the group that had bought the property at the time called me up. I was down and working in Sarasota, living in Bradenton, and said, hey, I was in the media world, side of the world down there. And they said, you want to get back in the hotel business? And I said, where is it and how much? And I liked where it was and I liked how much. So here I am.
Oh, that's fabulous. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we're going to come right back talking with Michael Menke about Plantation on Crystal River. I mean, you've given us all the recommendations on... You love to come. This is where you pick to meet up with family for a leisure story, and didn't take much to push you over the edge when you were offered a position. And we're going to find out why. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Please don't leave me.
Get out of that rut, just like Sally. Pop that wedge, just like Lefty, and you'll find that golf is...
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit newyorkbyrail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit amtrak.com.
You like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
You love your car, and so does Car Checks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few thousand dollars. Or you can get protected with Car Checks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call Car Checks now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit GetProtected.com. That's GetProtected.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Straight down the middle.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to be with Michael Menke, who is the general manager of Plantation on Crystal River. Their website is plantationoncrystalriver.com. I'm wondering if they could have made that any longer. It's, you know.
We were going to add Manatee in Florida. But we decided just to keep it simple with all those letters and words in it.
You know, it's funny, you travel enough and places remind you of places. When we started to drive into your driveway with your tree-lined driveway approaching the building, the main entrance where the lobby is, it reminded me of Fitzgerald's Woodland House Hotel, another one with a lot of words, a marvelous hotel in County Limerick in the village. Actually, it's not in the village, but it's in the town of Adair, and there's a famous castle hotel there as well. But just the tree-lined driveway and the approach is so similar that I felt like I was in County Limerick in Adair Village. And then when I entered, there's something almost British colonial Bahamas feeling about the sweeping stairway and the beautiful wood floors, and we got lucky. Your Christmas decorations haven't come down yet. So, you know, to see, you know, the tree and the presents under it and the bears and manatees and whatnot. But there is a certain, and then looking straight ahead through your bar lounge into your dining room where there's a fireplace and a fire going, it's so warm and welcoming. Yeah, and today, before we went out to get up close and personal with the manatees, which was amazing, there was a woman who came here just to go and go out on the boat thing and with your adventure center here. And she made a reservation, and she was standing at the bar, and there were a bunch of strangers at the bar, and they got into a chat, and she was all exuberant and excited and happy, and she said, I couldn't believe it. I made a reservation here just so I could go out on that boat ride with the manatees, and I figured, you know, this is out in the country. I don't know, she must be a Floridian who lives in, what, downtown Sarasota or Miami Beach or something. I don't know where she's from. But they consider this the country. I love that. Mm-hmm. And she said, you know, I figured, what kind of place is it going to be? You know, I'm just going for the manatees and didn't expect much. A place out in the country, how good could it be? She said, and I walked in here, and this is just beautiful. And I have to agree.
Thank you.
I really done a great job here.
We try to let it fit in with one of our themes that we try to express is we have Southern hospitality, but with a Florida charm. So you go down the magnolia line trees to what looks like a southern plantation. You come in, but then you've got the hibiscus and the Florida warmth. And, you know, we're a little further north than the rest of Florida, so we have a maybe 5 to 10 degree cooler temperature. So a fireplace is nice every now and then. when we get those 2 or 3 days of freezing cold, 45-degree weather. but you have to tolerate that to get through the nicer parts. But yeah.
Well, did you just say those are magnolia trees?
Well, the magnolias are at the very beginning and right here around the front, and then there's live oaks down the driveway.
So what, they bloom in, what, March, April?
Yeah, they have the big white cluster and
flower.
Oh,
yeah, with a little pink, a little bit of pink in them.
Yep. They're beautiful.
They're grand until they start losing their petals.
I know, then you got to step over them.
Holy cow. We used to have, when I was growing up, we had a magnolia in the middle of the front yard. It was my mother's pride and joy. And that, it was just gorgeous. And it was the harbinger of springtime and better weather in the Northeast. And, of course, our growing season would have been a little bit later. So in New York, it would have bloomed closer to Mother's Day almost. It would have bloomed sometime in April,
April,
closer to May. When those leaves, those petals started coming down, you couldn't keep up with them, and
right.
We only had one tree. So I can't, God bless your landscapers, and
thank
I wish
heaven.
Them lots of, eating Wheaties and staying strong.
They have a full-time position here.
Yeah, no kidding. How big is the property?
The total property, including the golf course, we have 27 holes of golf currently, is about 232 total acres. The campus for the resort is around 10, 11 acres, where the 196 rooms are, and the adventure center, the marina, the spa, the fitness center. See, I'm working that in for you there.
What'd you say about holes of golf?
27 currently.
Yeah, well, you need to go play that number. That's my birthday. It's actually January 27th. And 27 and 127 come up in my life on an ongoing and continuing basis. I mean, daily. Watch how often you're going to see the numbers 27 and 127 just randomly come up all the time. Play the number.
Play the lottery, yeah.
Yes. Head out and do that.
I will warn you, we are going to reduce it from 27 holes to 18 here soon because we've got a nice, luxurious RV park complex going in for 309 units on the 9-hole course.
Wow.
Should start in June or July and hopefully be open for the business at the end of the year or first of next.
What's going to make it a luxury RV place?
Well, it's going to be a plantation product. It'll be nice. It'll be the price point that it costs to get in. It's like anything else. You expect more when you pay more, and we'll probably be a little more on the higher end of expense,
affordable. What will you offer? Because I know we have a sizable audience of people who go off camping in luxury as opposed to primitive camping.
Well, the plan right now is that it's going to be a situation where we sell off the spaces to everybody, and then they lease them back to us to rent them.
Got it.
And supposedly, and again, don't hold me to this yet because we haven't got all the paperwork, but the lot starts about $89,000 for just the space, and we are planning some park model units where you would have the already available there RV for about $140,000. And then some of them will be direct golf course view, so those will probably be a little more, the starting at. I love those comments. And going around, but by the time we finish the project out, it'll be about 309 units.
Wow.
With access to the resort as well. They'll be able to play some golf, go out on the boats, have great dining in the West 82, plus they'll have their own little recreation facilities out there as well.
Very cool. That is very cool. And is there a marina for people that could find their way here by boat? I mean, I only walked past a little space. I don't know if there's more space that said private docking or something.
We have 1,600 feet of seawall around the property here that's on the canal that goes out to Kings Bay. And we have a number of boats that overnight. Most of them are smaller in the, 20 to 30 foot range. We have space every 20 feet. We have cleats. And we can stake about 70 boats around the property. And we try to hold those spaces reserved for folks that like to stay here and then put their boat up. A lot of folks will come in that live here for the day. They'll come in and stop and go to the tiki bar and have a few drinks and maybe some food and then head back out. We do have if you have a bigger boat that you live aboard, I think we passed by at Pete's Pier down the street here, is a full service overnight pump out station, gasoline place. So there's areas on Kings Bay. And the city of Crystal River and Kings Bay are doing a great job of restoring the bay and bringing it more onto the navigational stop charts so people know where to come. They'll have a mooring field, and it'll be unique and different. It's a little shallower, a little smaller. We're not a grand port like up in Fernandina Beach or down in Miami or Port Everglades or down in Tampa. But it'll be a nice off. That'll be the next step is how we get more people down here with their boats coming in and out.
Well, I've interviewed, visited lots of hotels that have marinas, and 70 is not a shabby number, you know, for having docking space available. But you know, some of the places I've interviewed have had between 200 and 300 docking spaces available for people that want to come in by boat.
And we have actually a boat ramp as well. Most people that come here with their boats trailer their boats, and then they just launch them right at the Adventure Center Marina and then tie up the side of the wall. And
where does Crystal River come out north of here?
It's sort of just directly west of us. And it's sort of from here, a little dog leg up, and then you head straight out. And it's right below Cedar Peak.
Straight out into what?
The Gulf of Mexico.
But what if you're going the other way? I mean, could you come down? A lot of people bring their boats down in the winter, you know, at the end of the summer. From, I don't know, places in New York and Massachusetts and Virginia and wherever, and they'll come down the Intercoastal Waterway. Do you connect it all to get to?
Not on the West Coast, on this side. The Intercoastal is predominantly on the East Coast.
Okay, my mistake then, because
right.
I thought it connected up somewhere.
Ironically, we are the location where at one point, and I wish I could remember the president, he created a trans canal system that was going to happen right here at Citrus County and go all the way across to Lake Daytona Beach.
That would have been smart.
It got started, and then it got stopped. So we have actually a very natural port, or not a natural port, but a dugout port here that could have done that if they'd have finished it, but they didn't.
That would be a smart thing, because that would also increase tourism. And, you know, there's nothing like, you know, if you've been on a boat for a number of days, you want to get off an overnight somewhere,
right.
You know, and you want to do your laundry, and you want to do other things that you don't want to do on your boat. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. Then leave me talking with Michael Menke, General Manager of Plantation, on Crystal River in Crystal River, Florida. Don't leave me.
Have you ever spread rumors? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Since its publication, my new novel, Rumors, has consistently received 4- and 5-star ratings from book reviewers and smashing comments about it being a juicy intrigue, a fast-paced read worth rereading, and a compelling story filled with love, lust, mystery, greed, and a whodunit, all wrapped up in rumors that sweep through a community. One review starts out with the words, "Holy wow!" You can find Rumors in print and ebooks at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers globally. The first copy of Rumors was sold in Australia last month. You can read the first 7 chapters by clicking on Rumors book cover at Amazon, which you can reach directly by going to sabrams.com/rumors. That's sabrams.com/rumors. Rumors. Read it or we'll start rumors about you. Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog and at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Americans are going crazy for a new Italian diet pill that burns three times more fat than dieting alone. And the next 100 callers get three bottles for free. Sold under the brand name Invigorate 3X, this powerful pill triggers metabolic acceleration, a process that's deficient to most Americans, making weight loss a hassle. But a new study shows 30 pounds gone in 90 days with just two capsules a day. Julie B. of Nashville says, I was skeptical, but when I saw a famous doctor made it, I decided to try it. I was shocked. I lost 16 pounds in 6 weeks. For a limited time, our listeners get three free bottles with a qualifying order. Call 1-800-932-1789 now to get started. Call in the next 10 minutes and also get a free bottle of the doctor's Ultra Detox. And don't forget your free 14-day diet fix. No obligation and 100% free when you call right now. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789.
Hey, Bulco, Steve Spurrier here, and I know just how stressful it can be when time is tight and you need points on the board. Well, just like my fun and gun offense, AmeriFactors is a fast-moving game winner when it's fourth down and your business can't afford a funding fumble. Providing up to 98% of receivables in as little as 24 hours, your business can get the cash flow it needs to make payroll, hire new talent, or purchase equipment faster than ever. Best of all, funds come directly from your unpaid invoices, so there's absolutely nothing to pay back. And if your clients don't pay, AmeriFactors is your defensive line taking the hit. With over 29 years of successfully funding businesses, you know AmeriFactors is a name you can trust to score big and score fast.
800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. That's 800-890-6380.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
A weekend in the country.
We're invited.
What a holiday.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
A weekend in the country.
I'm with Michael Menke, and I want to throw a party in this room. It really is. It's like one of those special rooms where, I don't know, I could imagine, you know, like a hospitality gathering place for the bride and groom's family, or maybe the in-laws or the outlaws, you know, to go hang out before the wedding or whatever, kind of, because this is an ideal spot. And you, boy, do you have picture perfect places for
weddings.
Do you do many weddings here?
Yeah, we do. About, most we've had is about 50, so that's one a weekend.
Wow.
Almost. We could double up a little bit. We've actually talked about maybe putting a gazebo maybe on the golf course and have a golf course wedding. Some people like that idea. But we do them mostly on the point, right, with the backdrop of Kings Bay and the back area. And you're exactly right. This room has been everything from a wedding prep to a bachelor party to a Sunday brunch to, we actually have a group of old Florida Gator football track athletes. They come down, the Silver 60s, they call them, and this is their hospitality suite while they play a little golf and reminisce about the good old days, because Gainesville is about an hour and 45 minutes northeast of us from here. So it's kind of within shouting distance of that.
That's very cool. One of the things I noticed after how pretty your reception area and how welcoming it is, and how friendly your front desk folks are, we got to our accommodation, and the first thing I wanted to do was wash my hands and face. And I picked up the little green box with the piece of soap in there, and I looked at the box and went, oh, my favorite soap. I love that soap. That, what is it, verbena and lime or something? People who travel enough know the soap I'm talking about.
Yep.
Finer places use it. It has this wonderful lime fragrance about it. One whiff and, you know, you're in the tropics. It's just, I love that soap. And that kind of attention to detail. I love the headboard. Something very funny. You got this little sign on the bathroom mirror where the sink is. And it says, if you'd like to take home a souvenir, let us, you know, we will be very happy to add it to your bill if you'd like to just leave with it. So please be aware, here's the pricing on everything, including the pillows and the mattress and the comforter and the television and the towels and whatever. The first time I ever saw a sign like that was in the Sheraton Walker Hill in South Korea, in Seoul, South Korea. And I wanted to overnight there because they have a big party room, like a... It's like a Las Vegas showroom with a, they do what they call it, a Korean opera, which is like a Chinese opera, which is like a variety show with tumblers and magicians and acrobats and somebody sings and dances. And it seats like, I don't know, 500, 1,000 people, huge place. But it feels very Las Vegas. And when we got in the room, that was the first time I ever saw a sign like that. And that's got to be 30 years ago. And they listed everything. The valances, the drapes, it went on and on and on. I thought that was a very sweet way of saying, you
please
know.
Please don't steal our stuff.
What is it about people that think that it's a you know...
Well, you know, way, way back, I remember...
A way of paying yourself back for the room rate.
That or they think we, you know, I heard this way back when Holiday Inn would have towels with the name on it and ashtrays back when everybody smoked, and they wanted you to take it, so you'd be a member of them all the time when you're smoking in white... That really wasn't why they did.
No. No. Because unless your name was Henrietta, why
right.
would you want a towel with an H on it?
So, yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's an interesting business. It's we've been in it like a little bit way, way back when my mom and maybe a little mom and pop hotel in Daytona. Never thought I'd be in the hotel business, but we came out one day and some guy decided that the lawn furniture he liked, so he was tying it on the top of his...
Good grief.
On the top of his car to take back wherever he was going, so we politely asked him to please take the lawn furniture off the top of his car. It didn't come with the room rate. You know?
Right.
It was probably more expensive than the room rate was.
And if he needed one of Daytona's local men in blue to explain it better, you could accommodate him with a quick phone call.
Shake my head moments, you know?
The reason that came to mind is I was about to say if I could figure out a way to take the headboard on the bed and tie it up and take it home with me.
Did we have a price on it?
No. There probably is. I just didn't, you know, I didn't anticipate an interest in doing that. Again, it reminds me very much of the kind of furniture you see in a fine hotel in the Bahamas. It has that kind of British colonial look, you know, it's a kind of a deep mahogany, mm-hmm. but it's beautiful.
We have some white ones and other ones that are a little more Caribbean-ish.
How about that?
Yeah, and the Florida. Florida's sort of a mishmash of southern United States and the islands. And
the next time you're in Fort Lauderdale, well, go a little bit south to Hollywood. Maybe it's, you know, Hollywood meets Fort Lauderdale at some point.
Right.
The only hotel that's on the beach is the Pelican Grand. Go into that lobby.
Okay.
The general manager's name is Heidi Dennis. Ask for her. Tell her I told you. Come by and say
Heidi
hello.
Dennis.
She's
right.
A honey bear. She's a sweetheart. But it reminds me of your reception area. It's the same, that kind of lovely wood-looking floors and lots of white wood beam things and whatever. And it has that kind of British colonial being in the Bahamas in a fine place look about it. Very similar, actually.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, go visit. You'll see what I'm talking about. But it fits in a tropical destination, you know?
I would think, you know, when you think about it, at one point, the British Empire, the sun never sat on it. And so they had influences
Even Hong Kong.
Everywhere, you know?
You go to places in Hong Kong and you'll see that same
influence.
Look. It's like, right, it's
architectural,
this wonderful, rich mahogany wood furniture in almost a classic design, not, you know, all carved up stuff,
right.
You know? It's very sleek, but charming and warm.
And functional.
Yeah, and it's nice because against ceramic tile, this and that, it warms everything up. What message do you want to leave with our listeners?
Well, I guess just listen to what great experience you've had and come down and have your own.
No kidding.
We are a place to have meetings. We're a place to come on your own. We're a place to bring families. We're a place just to get away. You can combine the water sports and activities from paddleboards, manatees, scalloping in the summer, fishing, boating, just sitting around and watching all that. Throwing around the golf, hit the spa, and then being a part of Florida, that is what Florida used to look like before Florida started looking like what it looks like now. We're part of the original Florida, and it's not many places left you can see that.
Well, I love what that woman said. You know, I didn't expect much out here in the country. I never thought of Florida having any place you would call the country. But you know what? She was right.
Yep.
So come visit the country in Citrus County, Florida. I want to thank you for joining us today. Gotta fly now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.